In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
A longish one. A concerned husband went to the doctor to talk about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He says to the doctor, "Doctor, I think my wife is deaf because she never hears me the first time and always asks me to repeat things." I think this happens a bit, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
"Well," the doctor said, "go home tonight, stand about 15 feet from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move a bit closer, maybe 5 feet, and say it again. Keep doing this so that we'll get an idea about how severe her deafness is." Very small
print. It is a Friday, aren't they?
Sure enough, the husband goes home and does exactly as instructed. He kicks off by standing 15 feet from her in the kitchen, and she is chopping up some chicken, right? He says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" No response. He moves 5 feet closer.
Mm-hmm.
"Honey, what's for dinner?" No reply. Moves another five mm-hmm. feet closer. Mm-hmm. Still no reply. He gets fed up, moves right behind her, Joey, about an inch away,
mm-hmm.
and asks loudly, "Honey, what's for dinner?" She replies, "For the fourth fucking time, chicken." Because he's deaf.
No, yeah, dick. No, I get that. Oh my god!
What? A German tourist does McNish jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning. Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, "Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off, and he'll be vain." I said, "Thank you very much, mate. Good on you. Are you a vet?" He said, "A vet? I'm soaking."
Oh, no. My goodness.
He thought he said,
got my head around that. Yeah. There we are. Take that into your weekend.
A lady was in a jeweller's shop, Jim.
Yes.
Admiring a big diamond ring.
Mm.
As she leans down for a closer look at the diamond ring, a little fart slips out.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Hoping nobody noticed, she asks, "How much is that one?" The jeweller says, "Madam, if you farted looking at this one, you'll shit yourself when I tell you the price."
Oh, Bill! Come on, Bill! What is wrong with you?
You might have heard this one, Jim, but just go with me. and the people out there. A backpacker is travelling through Ireland when it starts to rain,
yes.
Jim.
No.
He decides to walk out of the storm into a nearby pub. The only other person at the bar is an older man staring at his drink. After a few moments of silence, the man turns to the backpacker and says in a thick Irish accent,
to be sure,
he said, "You see this bar? I built this bar with my own bare hands. I cut down every tree and made the lumber myself. I toiled away through the wind and the cold. But do they call me McGregor the bar builder? No." He continued, "Jim, do you see the stone wall out there? I built that wall with my own bare hands. I found every stone and placed them just right. I built it through the rain and the mud. And do they call me McGregor, the wall builder? No. Do you see that pier out there on the lake, Jim and Rabs? I built that pier with my own bare hands, driving each piling deep into the ground so that it would last a lifetime. Do they call me McGregor, the pier builder? No. But you fuck one goat."
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
Bill.
No.
Oh. You can't.
Oh, my God. Bill.
The old one
that
goat,
is
Jim.
The oldest joke known to man.
But beautifully told. Oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't tell this joke.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he was standing with his mates, and he was too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim, in the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
"Hey, see that girl over there with a wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
And the school dance.
God. Yeah, just and have one out of the bag.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you're then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch courage, Jim. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he, excuse me, he says, and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy, and with a big smile she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, ah, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get fucked, Stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now, that's not bad.
No.
Jim, she said, oh, wouldn't I?
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
I felt bad for the hypnotist last night, Jim.
Yes?
He hypnotised 7 blokes. Then he dropped the mic on his foot and he said, ah, oh, fuck me. What happened next will never, ever erase out of my mind.
Oh, Bill, come on.
Bill.
What is wrong with you, Bill?
I got a question for you, Jim.
Hmm?
Why shouldn't you eat a clock?
Why?
Well, it's really time consuming.
Oh, no.
Especially if you go back for seconds.
Oh, my God.
And it could really fuck up your insides.
Oh, oh no. Honestly.
Oh, Jim, I like the Friday ones because they can be a little bit fruity.
A little bit naughty.
Naughty, yes. So if you take umbrage, stiff shit. we apologise, all right?
All right.
Jim, I still remember... I will never forget my grandpa's last words.
All right.
Stop shaking the ladder, you fucking idiot.
No, Bill. Oh, that's not a props.
Yes, it is. Poor old Gramps was up there in the gutter.
Gramps is doing his best. Oh, come on,
poor old
Gramps. That's not in keeping with our values.
All right, Jim. Yeah, there was 2 cows and they were sitting in a paddock having a chat.
Yes.
And one of them said, hang on. They were grazing in a field, Jim, just minding their own business.
Yeah,
and one cow says to the other one, do you ever worry about this mad cow disease?
Yes.
The other cow looked at him and said, why would I care? I'm a fucking helicopter.
He wasn't sure if it was funny, so he put an F-bomb in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, fat.
It's always funnier with the F-bomb.
Oh, come on.
Now, Paddy is sitting at the bar, Jim, and the barman says to Paddy, your glass is empty. Fancy another one. Paddy looks at him and says, why the fuck would I want 2 empty glasses?
Oh, no.
Did you know, Jim,
yes,
that if you put your ear to a stranger's leg, you can hear them saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh.
That's just...
Oh, there we are. That's us. That's the rush hour.
That's
in 2020. That's pretty much all we got for you.
Do you think we'll be back?
I don't reckon.
A priest and a nun are on their way back from their church gathering when their car breaks down. The garage doesn't open until the morning, so they have to spend the night in a hotel. And guess what, Jim?
What?
There's only one room available.
Yes.
So the priest says, sister, I don't think the Lord would object if we spent the night sharing this one room. I'll sleep on the sofa and you on the bed. I think that would be fine, agrees the nun, Jim. So that's good. They prepare for bed, say some prayers and settle down to sleep.
Right.
10 minutes pass and the nun says, father, I am very cold. Okay, says the priest, I'll get you a blanket from the cupboard. Another 10 minutes passes, Jim, and the nun says again, father, I'm still very, very cold. The priest says, don't worry, I'll get up and fetch you another blanket. Another 10 minutes passes, Jim. Mm-hmm. The nun says softly, father, I'm still very, very cold. Ah, the priest says, I don't think the Lord would mind if we acted as man and wife for the night. The nun says, that's a good idea. So the priest says, get up and get your own fucking blanket.
No, oh, Bill. Come on, fat. That's
can
not appropriate.
Leave.
That's 2020 in a props.
Can you believe the old priest said
come
that,
on,
Jim?
Come on, priester.
He just had a priester.
Come on.
Poor old nunny's gold.
Oh, she's thinking something else.
Now, Jimmy boy, a husband takes his wife to the disco, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a guy on the dance floor. He's giving it everything, Jim. He is breakdancing. He's moonwalking. He's doing backflips. He is flying out on the dance floor. The wife turns to the husband and says, see that bloke there dancing? 25 years ago, he proposed to me and I turned him down. The husband looks at him and says, looks like he's still fucking celebrating.
No! Oh! Come on, fat. Come on.
Oh, no.
You can't be going with that stuff.
Yes, you can, Jim. It's all a little fun. Don't take it the wrong way.
That's what it is. Just a little fun.
Just
but not funny.
I went to see my dentist the other day, Jim.
Yep.
He had a look in my mouth. And he said, there's something wrong with your taste buds. I said, what is it? He said, well, those shoes are shit and that shirt is fucking terrible.
What? Oh, no.
Something wrong with your taste buds.
Bill.
That's just, what is that? That's like some of them are stories without a punchline. That's not even a story. That's just completely wrong.
Or a punchline.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, he's laughing. Here we go.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I get the feeling we've heard this one before.
Yeah.
Well, yes. We're recycling, Jim. We're in the business of recycling because it's good for the environment.
Come on.
Yellow bin. Oh, bins, brownless.
Bins.
A 10-year-old girl asks the mother, Jim, Mummy, how was I born? Good question. So the mother smiles and replied, once upon a time, Daddy and I decided to plant a wonderful little seed. Daddy put it in the earth and took care of it every single day. After a while, the seed started to grow more and more leaves, Jim. In a few months, it turned into a beautiful, healthy plant. So we took that plant, we dried it, we smoked it, and we got that high, we fucked without a deal.
Oh, Bill! Fat! There's inner probes and there's inner probes. You can't be going with that.
What? That's a good one. Look at Rapsy. Rapsy's just seen Eric Banner.
That's not. Yes. That's not in the ballpark of a probes.
We have
that's
radio nice. Guidelines.
Oh, no, I don't think that. No. I don't think that can work, actually, that one.
You don't think?
No.
Just put a beep there.
Oh.
I might have to put a few.
I don't think a beep's the problem.
I like this one. Not sure if I've told it before, Jim, but if I have, sucked in. What's the difference, Jim, between a tyre and 365 used condoms?
What?
Well, one's a good year, Jim, and the other is a fucking great year.
Oh, no. No.
One a day, Jim.
You have actually told that one before, Fat, and we didn't believe it then, and we don't believe it now.
Even in ISO, Jim, just getting one away.
No chance.